This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. I'm Renee Montaigne. British authorities today arrested 21 people in the London area in connection with an alleged plot to blow up passenger aircraft flying between Britain and the United States. British Interior Secretary John Reid said authorities believe the plotters intended to use a liquid chemical substance to blow up a number of aircraft, and that Britain had raised its terrorism alert level to critical, meaning, quote, an attack is expected imminently. In Washington, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said the plot was suggestive of an al-Qaeda plot, and he announced that the Bush administration issued its highest terror alert for flights between the United States and Britain.
As I think you're all aware, British authorities have arrested 21 individuals who are now in custody, who are alleged to have engaged in a plot to detonate liquid explosives on board multiple commercial aircraft departing from the United Kingdom and bound for the United States. This plot appears to have been well planned and well advanced, with a significant number of operatives. The terrorists plan to carry the components of the bombs, including liquid explosive ingredients and detonating devices, disguised as beverages, electronic devices, or other common objects. While this operation was centered in Great Britain, it was sophisticated. It had a lot of members, and it was international in scope. This operation is in some respects suggestive of an al-Qaeda plot, but because the investigation is still underway, we cannot yet form a definitive conclusion. We're going to wait until all the facts are in. We believe that the arrests in Britain have significantly disrupted this major threat, but we cannot assume that the threat has been completely thwarted or that we have fully identified and neutralized every member of this terrorist network. There is no currently no indication of any plotting within the United States. Nevertheless, as a precaution, the federal government is taking immediate steps to increase security measures with respect to aviation. First of all, the United States government has raised the nation's threat level to our highest level of alert, severe or red, for commercial flights originating in the United Kingdom and bound for the United States. We've made this adjustment to coordinate our alert level with that is currently in force in Britain. In Britain, as you've heard, they are now operating at their highest level, which is called critical. Second, as a precaution against any members of the plot who may still be at large, and recognizing the fact that we still have yet to take the investigation to its conclusion, we want to make sure that there are no remaining threats out there, and we also want to take steps to prevent any would-be copycats who may be inspired to similar conduct. Accordingly, we are raising the threat level, or we have raised the threat level, with respect to aviation in general, to high or orange. That will cover all inbound international flights other than flights from Great Britain, and it will cover all flights within the United States itself. We're taking some additional specific steps. In light of the nature of the liquid explosive devices which were designed by the plotters, we are temporarily banning all liquids as carry-ons in aircraft cabins. That means no liquids or gels will be allowed in carry-on baggage. Any liquids or gels have to be checked as part of baggage to go into the hold.
That was Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff speaking at a press conference in Washington, D.C., which ended just moments ago. We're joined now by NPR's Larry Abramson. And Larry, what more have we been able to learn about this plot?
Well, we really haven't learned that many more details than Secretary Chertoff was able to share with us. He emphasized that there is no indication of an actual operative threat against U.S. airlines right now. Despite that fact, they've raised the alert level, as you heard, for even for domestic flights in this country. And there are news reports that there were there was a focus among this group on American Airlines, United Airlines, and Continental Airlines. Secretary Chertoff did not confirm that, but he did indicate that they had focused on specific airlines and had researched the plot to such a degree that they knew which planes that they were targeting, which airlines they were targeting, possibly even which cities they wanted these flights to be going to. And, of course, they were apparently going from Heathrow Airport in London.
And British authorities said earlier today that there might be or would be dozens of people involved. Might there be more arrests in Britain?
Well, certainly that's a possibility, according to what Secretary Chertoff and other officials have said, that they, you know, believe that they've gotten some of the major cell. But they can never be sure, especially with an organization that operates like Al-Qaeda, that there aren't other people out there who will whose orders are to continue on with the plot. And that seems to be the only reason why they're continuing with this heightened security in the United States, even though the threat wasn't directed here. It was directed to planes that were coming to the United States. So it's certainly a possibility that there will be more arrests here or, as Secretary Chertoff indicated, anywhere in the world.
Secretary Chertoff said the alert level has been raised to its highest level for flights between the United States and Britain. What will that mean for passengers, which we already are finding are, you know, in Britain are lining up, pouring out their bags? Big delays.
Right. Well, it doesn't mean anything specific yet, although I suspect in the coming days, people who are trying to fly, as I plan to do, are going to find out exactly what extra steps they have to take. Right now, as we heard, you cannot bring any liquids onto planes, and people in airports around the country now are throwing away little bottles of shampoo and other things, cologne that they used to bring onto planes. You can't do that anymore. You can certainly expect greater scrutiny of whatever carry-ons you bring. There could possibly, you know, be a limit on what kind of stuff that you can bring onto the plane or the amount of hand-carried luggage that you can bring. Of course, in London, they have banned carry-on luggage for the time being. I would be surprised if the U.S. authorities went that far because it's a tremendous hardship for people, but they will if they absolutely have to. And I know right now the lines are long, and we can certainly anticipate that they may well be long for the coming days or weeks.
Well, flights, again, being delayed, but what about canceled?
I don't know anything about any cancellations right now, Renee. They certainly could be, but I think that's exactly what officials are trying to avoid, because once you cancel one flight, then the flight that's connecting with it may have to get canceled, and you end up with a lot of bottlenecks.
Well, you mentioned just now that there might not just be arrests in Britain, but possibly here, possibly around the world. As you said, Secretary Chertoff suggested that. Do you know any more about that? Any news about a possible arrests here in the United States that
No.
are connected with this?
No. Again, and I think that the indications are from what Secretary Chertoff said is that, you know, they have no immediate knowledge of anything going on in this country. Of course, they're being careful not to tip off anybody who might be in this country helping the plotters by arresting them. And that was the difficult thing. Secretary Chertoff said this was not a plot in somebody's imagination, like some of the other plots that have been disrupted recently, such as the Miami plotters, who really hadn't taken any concrete steps. He said this was a plot that was actually going to be put into place. And there may well be other people, financiers, who they are continuing to track in the United States or in other countries, people who they feel they don't have to arrest in order to protect the public, but who are worth tracking for intelligence reasons.
Larry, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.